श्याम गौरी माता जी।
टुडे वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव आवर गेस्ट कोमलती माता जी टू एनलाइटन अस ऑन ब्रह्म संहिता टॉपिक एंड शी इज कंटिन्यूइंग फ्रॉम लाइक यू नो माता जी वेंट टू इंडिया। सो कमल कोमलती माता जी आ जाते हैं।
Yes, Mataji, I'm here. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. You can take over, Mataji.
Okay, thank you very much to all the devotees. Hare Krishna. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasme Shri Guru Venam Shri Chaitanya Manobisham स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्ते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण नमः विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रसाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी निति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वतदेव गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशधारिणे वंशाकल्पतरूप्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Today we are going to read from the Brahma Samhita, which was composed by Lord Brahma after having a darshan and realization about the Lord Krishna. He has composed this Brahma Samhita prayers and offer to the Lord Krishna. So for our benefit, for the benefit of all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and this Brahma Samhita was acquired by Lord Chaitanya from the south, when he went to South Yatra, in Adi Keshava Mandir. From there he has found the Brahma Samhita, and he had made the copy of that, and he brought to the devotees when he came back to Jagannath Puri, and he presented to the devotees. So all the devotees there, they also made a copy of it. So and then eventually we have received this by the Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. He has translated and given purport to it. So that's what we are going to read. In early days, Prabhupada's disciples asked if we can make editing or correction, something like that. So Prabhupada said, no. Just reprint as it is. So he said, no change and no improvement or anything, nothing. Just print as it is. So this is what we are given by Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, over Prabhupada's mercy. We are getting this nectar from the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, he's giving us. So we'll read today's text, the Dhamma Sanhita. The text number is 37. Actually, this is not the whole Brahma Samhita, but this is the fifth chapter that was only available, and that was, we are also chanting these prayers, Govindam Adipurusam Stotra, in the temples and in ISKCON temples. Text number 37. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita Bhis Tabirya Eva Nija Rupataya Kalabhi Goloka Eva Nivasati Akhilatma Bhuto Govindamadi Purusam Tamaham Bhajami. Word to word meaning. Ananda, bliss, chit, and knowledge. Maya, consisting of rasa, mellows, prati, every second. Bhavitabhi, who are engrossed with. Tabhi, with those near who, ever, certainly. Nija rupataya, with his own form. Kalabhi, who are parts of portions of his pleasure potency. Goloke, in Goloka Vrindavan, eva, certainly, nivasati, resides, akhilatma, as the soul of all, Buddha, who exists, Govindam, Govind, Adi Purusham, the original personality, Tam, him, Aham, I, Bhajami, worship. The translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. I worship the primeval Lord residing in His own realm, Goloka, with Radha, resembling His own spiritual figure. The embodiment of the ecstatic potency possessed of the 64 artistic activities in the company of her confidants, Sakhis. Embodiments of the extensions of her bodily form, permeated and vitalized by his ever blissful spiritual rasa. So here in the translation, Srila Prabhupada is explaining to us that that in a Goloka, Krishna, Govinda, whose name is Govinda, is a primeval Lord. And he is residing there in Goloka with Radha, Radharani. And who is Radharani? So he's saying, resembling his own spiritual figure. That means it's Govinda's own spiritual figure, the embodiment of the ecstatic potency possessed of the 64 artistic activities. And in the company of her confidantes, there's a Sakhis of Srimati Radharani, an embodiment of the extensions of her bodily form. The Sakhis are the extension and bodily forms of Srimati Radharani, permeated and vitalized by his ever blissful spiritual rasa. So they are all Srimati Radharani is serving ecstatic potency. This is embodiment of the ecstatic potency, and she is serving Govinda, Krishna, the primeval Lord, with all the Sakhis. And there are 64 artistic activities. With that, she is serving from the time immemorial. She continuously serves. The purport by His Divine Grace, Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. Although the Lord absolute and His potency are one and the self same existence, Still, they exist eternally as separate entities, as Radha and Krishna. They are one. But they are, okay. But they are also, we see them as Radha and Krishna. So then Prabhupada has said, when he says Radha, so it's Radha and Krishna. When he says Krishna, it's Radha and Krishna. There's no difference. It's the same personality. And it also says they've exhumed the two bodies, but the soul is one. But actually, they are completely soul. They both are. It's a Sachidananda Vigraha. There is no difference between body and soul. But sometimes they are saying that the two body and one soul. To present, to explain how they are not different from one another. In the reading, I'm reading the purport again. In both the aesthetic energy and the transcendental Lord Krishna, there exists Sringara Rasa, amorous love, whose quality is inconceivable. So between this Krishna is enjoying with Krishna. It is himself. It is the same. There is no difference between Radha and Krishna. Still, we have one is a potency and one the potent. One who receives the service and one who serves the Krishna. Hare Krishna. The vibhav, extension of that rasa, mellow quality, that's what this rasa means, is twofold. This vibhav means extension, and rasa means mellow quality, is twofold. That is alambana, or prop, and uddipana, stimulation. Of these, alambana is twofold. That is ashraya, that means supported, and visaya is supporter. Ashraya signifies Radhika herself and the extensions of her own form, and visaya means Krishna himself. So this ashraya signifies Radharani and her extensions, her own form. It said all his sakis, her sakis. That there is ashraya, and Krishna himself is a visaya. Krishna is Govinda, Lord of Goloka. The gopis are the facsimile ashraya, and that rasa. Because of these gopis, they are unlimited gopis, and they, because they are also the ashraya of the and of that rasa. Then we already read about that the rasa is a Sringara rasa, and that's what we are, is being described. Hare Krishna. Now the translation purport. With them, Krishna indulges in eternal pastimes in Goloka. Nija Rupataya means the attributes manifested from the ecstatic energy. This ecstatic energy is Srimati Radharani. So all these attributes are manifested by her, from her. The 64 activities in fine arts and crafts are the following. These are the 64 items of the attributes. Well, one is Gita, art of singing. Two is Vadya, art of playing on musical instruments. Three, Nritya, art of dancing. Four, Natya, art of theatricals. 5. alekhya, art of painting. 6. Visheshak chedya, art of painting the face and body with colored unguents and cosmetics. Now the 7. Tandula Kusuma Balli Vikar. That means art of preparing offerings from rice and flowers. This art I see them, you know, they decorate when in a Mayapur. We went to Mayapur, and every Saturday they have a procession, Radha Madhava goes on procession on elephant, and on the road they decorate very nice with flowers and this rice and things, different paints. It's very nice, different color flowers, very beautiful they decorate. So this is one of the artistic attribute. Puspa Tarana, an art of making a covering of flowers for a bed. Dasana Vachananga Raga, art of applying preparations for cleansing the teeth, clothes, and painting the body. That's Dasana means teeth, and Vasana means clothes. So that's what the, because I remember my mother had her teeth were painted. Her teeth were red. So that's what it reminds me of that. And then is a Mani Bhumika Karma, art of making the groundwork of jewels. Like they put, make this rangoli. In Hindi it says rangoli. So that's what it is. Shaya Rachana, art of covering the bed. Udaka Vadya, art of playing on music in water. With hands, they do different, make arrangements, like the, and then make music. Very nice. Udaka Ghata. Udaka Ghata, not Ghata, but soft tea. Art of splashing with water. Chitra Yoga, art of practically applying an admixture of colors. Malya Granthana Vikalpa, art of designing a preparation of wreaths. 16. Shekharapida Yojana, art of practically setting the coronet on the head. 17. Nepathya Yoga, art of practically dressing in the tiring room. 18. Karnapatra Bhanga, art of decorating the struggles of the year, etc. 19. Sugandha Yukti, art of practical application of aromatics. 20. Bhusana Yojana, art of applying or setting ornaments. Aindra Jala, art of jugglery. Kauchumara, a kind of art. Hasa Laghava, art of slate of hand, making gestures with the hand. Chitra Shakapupa Bhakshya vikara kriya. Art of preparing varieties of salad, bread, cake, and delicious food. Panaka rasa ragasava yojana. Art of practically preparing palatable drinks and tinging draughts with red color. Tinging. Put a tint of it, you know, a little bit of, give a red color, something like that. 26. Suchivaya karma. Art of art of needlework and weaving. 727. Sutra kriya. Art of playing on lute. Art of playing with thread. Sutra means thread. So you can make a, connect the two ends together of the thread and then make different, with fingers and make different designs like that. We used to do it once. Children also do the Veena Damuruka Vadya. Art of playing on lute and small X-shaped drum. This is Damuru. We all know that Lord Shiva, he plays the Damuru. This is 29. Prahelika. Art of making and solving riddles. 29. A pratimala. Art of keeping or reciting verse for verse as a trial for memory or skill. Durvachaka yoga. Art of practicing language difficult to be answered by others. 31. Pustaka Vachana. Art of reciting books. 32. Natika Kya Vikadarshan. Art of enacting short plays and anecdotes. 33. Kavya Samasya Puranam. Art of solving enigmatic verses. 34. Pattika Vetra Bana Vikalpa. That is the art of designing preparation of shield, cane, and arrows. We see sometimes that the cane is given to Krishna on the altar. It's decorated with different, you know, sometimes with the flowers, sometimes with the pearls and things like that. So that is also one of our art. Tarku Karma. Art of spinning by spindle. Spinning by spindle. 36. Takshana. Art of carpentry. Vastu Vidya. Art of engineering. Ropya Ratna Pariksha. Art of testing silver and jewels. Dhatu Vada. Art of metallurgy. 40. Mani Raga Jnana. Art of tinging jewels. 41. Akar Jnana. Art of mineralogy. Vrikshayura Veda Yoga. Art of practicing medicine or medical treatment by herbs. 43. Mesa Kukkuta Lavaka Yuddha Vidhi. Art of knowing the mode of fighting of lambs, cocks, and birds. Sukha Sarika Pralapana. pralapana means art of maintaining or knowing conversation between male and female cockatoos. 45. Utsadala, art of healing or cleaning a person with perfumes. 46. Kesha Marjana Kaushala, art of combing hair. 47. I have seen one picture or painting, something like that, that Krishna is fixing Dadana's hair, you know, with a comb. He's doing that. It's very, Krishna knows all the arts. Akshara Mustika Kathana, art of talking with letters and fingers. Mlechita Kutarka Vikalp, art of fabricating barbarous or foreign sophistry. 49. Desha Bhasa Jnana, art of knowing provincial dialects. Puspa Satika Nirmiti Jnana, art of knowing prediction by heavenly voice or knowing preparation of toy cards by flowers. Yantra Matrika, art of mechanics. Dharana Matrika, art of the use of amulets. 53. Samvachya, art of conversation. 54. Manasi Kavya Kriya, art of composing verse mentally. 55. Kriya Vikalpa, art of designing a literary work or a medical remedy. Chalita Chalitaka Yoga, art of practicing as a builder of shrines called after him. Science called after him. 57. Abhidana Kosa Chando Jnana, art of the use of lexicography and meters. 58. Vastra Gopana, art of concealment of cloth. Dyuta Vishesha, art of knowing specific gambling. Akarsha Krida, art of playing with dice or magnet. Balaka Kridanaka, art of using children's toys. Vainaiki Vidya, art of enforcing discipline. Vaijayiki Vidya, art of gaining victory. Vaitaliki Vidya, art of awakening master with music at dawn. That's a 64. Now these 64 are the arts, artistic activities. All these arts manifesting their own eternal forms are ever visible in the region of Goloka as the ingredients of rasa. And in the mundane sphere, they have been unstintedly exhibited in the pastimes of Vraja by the spiritual chit potency, Yoga Maya. So, Vrindavan, Vauma Vrindavan, in the Goloka. So these are spiritual. In the spiritual, all these, and they also exist in Vrindavan when Krishna appears, and Krishna and Radharani appear with all his entourage. So whole Vrindavan, Goloka, had come there also. It's an extension of Goloka, Vrindavan. So there is no difference between Goloka Vrindavan and Gokula Vrindavan. It's the same. It's the same. So Sri Rupa says, this verse, but I don't have it with me. Sadanante Santita. That is, Krishna is ever manifest in his beauty with his infinite pastimes in Goloka. Sometimes the variant manifestation of those pastimes become visible on the mundane plane. Sri Hari, the Supreme Lord, also manifests his pastimes of birth, etc., accompanied by his paraphernalia. So, the divine sporty potency fills the hearts of his paraphernalia with appropriate spiritual sentiments in conformity with the will of Krishna. Those pastimes that manifest themselves on the mundane plane are his visible pastimes. If those pastimes are visible, we say it's prakat. And which are not visible on this mundane platform, they are called aprakat. But they are continuously, eternally going on in the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan. In the Gokul Vrindavan, what the pastimes we have heard about and read about, so then those are prakat, manifested, and those are unmanifested in Goloka Vrindavan. That is what is being described. All those very pastimes exist in their non-visible form in Goloka, beyond the ken of mundane knowledge. In his visible pastimes, Krishna sojourns in Gokul, Mathura, and Dwarka. Those pastimes that are non-visible in those three places are visible in their spiritual sides of Vrindavan. From the conclusion just stated, it is clear that there is no distinction between the visible and non-visible pastimes. The apostle Jiva Goswami, in his commentary on this shloka, as well as in the gloss of Ujjvala Nilamani and in Krishna Sandarbha, remarks that the visible pastimes of Krishna are the creation of his chit spiritual potency. Being in conjunction with the reference to mundane function, they exhibit certain features which seem to be true by the influence of the limiting potency Maya. But this cannot exist in the transcendental reality. The destruction of demons, illicit paramourship, birth, etc. are examples of this peculiarity. The gopis are the extensions of the ecstatic energy of Krishna. And so are exceptionally his own. How can there be illicit connection in their case? The illicit mistresship of the gopis found in his visible pastime is but the mundane reflection of the transcendental reality. The hidden meaning underlying the words of Sri Jiva Goswami, when it is made explicit, will leave no doubt in the minds of the readers. Sri Jiva Goswami is our preacher of transcendental truth. So he is always under the influence of Sri Rupa and Sanatana. Moreover, in the pastimes of Krishna, Sri Jiva is one of the manjaris. So he is conversant with all transcendental realities. I think I will stop here because the purport is longer. Prabhupada has given very nice purport. It's very long, several pages. So we can stop here, and if there is a question or comment, I'm sure there's no correction, because whatever I said, there may be correction, but whatever Prabhupada has said, there's no correction. So thank you very much for all the devotees for giving me the opportunity to purify myself. Thank you very much, everyone. Please unmute, and if you have question, comment, correction toward myself or Eddie, please let me know. Please do so. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances.
Please accept mine. Thank you.
Okay. Mataji, so, Mataji, this is just one extension of one of the rasas, right? So that itself has so much of detail.
Yes.
So there are many other rasas also, right, Mataji?
Yes, this is a topmost rasa, which is in the topmost planet, Goloka Vrindavan. Is enjoyed by Krishna with his topmost devotees. Topmost rasa is being enjoyed by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda.
So, Mataji, where are all these things explained in? This is mentioned in the purport here, but is it in Chaitanya Charitamrita or?
Prabhupada has taken, I mean, from the Ujjvala Nirmani, is also mentioned, Ujjvala Nirmani. But it's very esoteric and it's very on our platform right now. At least for me, myself, I would say, that I cannot delve into it. But in the Nectar of Devotion, there is some. So that is for our Prabhupada's translation, translated from Nectar of Devotion and given the summary study of Nectar of Devotion. So that can give us little glimpse of in it, you know. And Krishna's all pastimes are very attractive. And we are being part and parcel of Him. So Krishna is letting us know through the disciplic succession how we can understand this. Because I don't have much intelligence to understand. But by the explanation of the acharyas, guru vargas, so then we can understand a little bit. So at this point, I don't delve in Ujjvala Nirmani, and there's some other books compiled by the Goswamis. And the thing is, to tell you the truth, I don't have that much time in this material world, in this body. I mean, that's what I mean. I don't know about the future. But then, also, I had the books, but I haven't read it. So it's very, very nicely, it's all described and very nice. But I don't know. If you have, I don't know. See, first we have to understand what Prabhupada has given us. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, a Nectar of Instruction. So if we study these books and understand, Prabhupada has given us everything in these books. So if we understand deeply all this, and then we can, and also this Brahma Samhita is given by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, who is Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj. And so with that, we can understand a little bit, or at least try to understand. So, but going in the Goswami's books are written in Sanskrit. And from there, it has been, you know, given us this, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has done some work. He has done tremendous work. So many books he has written, and so many songs also he has written. So from there, Narottamdas Thakur, Lochandas Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So if we read the songs, we can also understand these nice esoteric pastimes. So because if they are realization, they are spiritual, they are manjaris. Manjaris means, you know, they are assisting the sakhis. In the, they are unlimited manjaris who assist. The, it's called the maid servants. And also previously, when we read this Brahma Samhita, in there also I mentioned that what Prabhupada has mentioned in one of the purport that he has given on the, what do you call it, audio, that he says that when Brahma realized, when he got the realization, after that he has composed this Brahma Samhita. So in Brahma Samhita, so that's what Prabhupada has mentioned, that he, in one of the explaining this, one of the verse, so he has said that Brahma also realized that he is a maid servant, one of the maid servant. This means manjari, one of the manjari. But detail were not realized. So Lord Brahma, he is the creator of this universe. And he is the first person who got the knowledge directly from the Krishna. And we are receiving this same knowledge that Lord Brahma is giving in the cyclic succession. And to know the cyclic succession, we know Bhagavad Gita, page number 35 or something like that, after the introduction section, and before Bhagavad Gita first chapter starts, there's a list of the parampara, cyclic succession. So we are receiving that in their cyclic succession. So this is how we understand. And that's how I am understood. But I don't know much about that, anything beyond this. And I think this is enough for me. I'm sure, I'm not thinking, but I'm sure that this is enough for me to understand, just accept as it is given. Does it make any sense or understanding?
Yes, Mother. Thank you. Wonderful.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Anyone else have any comments, questions?
Hare Krishna, Mataji, really wonderful class, Mataji, and very nice, you know, the qualities of Srimati Radha and how she serves Krishna in 64 ways. Really amazing, Mataji.
Mataji, can you speak the louder? And somehow I can't hear clearly.
Oh.
Is it Shyama Gauri Mataji or is that Gopika Mataji? I don't know.
Is it Shyama?
Huh? Shyama Gauri Mataji.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. That's what...
Krishna Mataji, can you hear me now?
Yes, now I can hear. Okay.
So, Mataji, I was saying, like, you know, the 64 ways to serve Krishna, like, how expert Srimati Radharani is, you know, and it's really amazing. It's like, you know, the different rasas, they are very different from each other, and Radharani has all those qualities. So it's really amazing, Mataji.
Yes, because in the say, if you see, you know, Krishna is amazing, so there's no amazing about Radharani, because he's in... Radharani is not different than Krishna. Radharani is Krishna. So it's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what, you know, if we hear that Sardarani cooks for Krishna, but she is cooking eternally. She has never prepared the same item again in cooking. This is only one of the items. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
And all these artists, and she's serving Krishna. Just so if we please somehow Radharani, so we can serve in a way to please Radharani, and Krishna is pleased. So for that, we have to be pleased our Guru Maharaj by doing nice, wholehearted service, whatever service, specifically. The one very important one is the chanting of the Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. This is the best service we can do. Then from these, all the services become perfect. If we can chant very nicely, purely, then everything will be revealed to us. From Nam comes Rupa, Guna, Leela, all this paraphernalia, everything about Krishna, Govinda. What we cannot, in the earthly pastimes, we have to say, so many devotees are visible. Right now also, the pure-hearted souls who is pure, they also see the pastimes of the Lord, which are on transcendental platform. So then, as we become pure, we can also see the pastimes and also partake in the pastime by serving them. So this is our constitutional position, to serve them. Lord Chaitanya says, Jivera Swarupaha Nitya Krishna Das. So we are all jivas, all jivas. That's constitutional position of the jiva is we are eternally the servant. But because of our condition, because of our, we wanted to be, not to serve Krishna, and we wanted to be enjoyer. So now we are put into this material environment. But here we are learning how we can become pure and go back to serve them in Goloka Vrindavan by the mercy of all the acharyas, Guru Shishya Parampara, and all the acharyas, present acharyas also, they are teaching. So many devotees are very nice. They have cultivated their emotions and knowledge very nicely, and they are also giving. And one of the several of them are, but you know, like Savitri Mataji, Kalasudha Mataji, and there's another, Adi Kadhatra Prabhu, Ram Giridhari Prabhu. They are giving such a nice, very nice nectar. If I can imbibe this and practice what they are giving instructions, that would be wonderful. I can become purified myself. Very nice, nice devotees. So, if you can try, this is what we have to practice. Because in time immemorial, we have not done this purification process. We have not accepted in this lifetime. We have started. So, we can put in endeavor as much as possible. Fully endeavor. Then we can become, gradually come up to this original standard. That is love for Krishna, Radharani and Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Very nice, Mataji. Wonderful. And thank you very much for being on the call all the time. We are you know, so fortunate to have you on the call, Mataji.
It's enough.
Hare Krishna, Damodaran Guruji. Yes, Mataji.
Yes.
Your lectures are always so nice and full of knowledge.
I don't have knowledge. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, Mataji, you know, I always dwell on this when we translate Sanskrit words into English. They never convey the exact meaning.
Yes.
So, the word manjari, I'm very fascinated by the word manjari. Although in English, we translate into servant or, you know, this. But in Sanskrit, there are many words for people who serve, like there is kinkari, and there is a dasi, but this manjari is a different category. And I want you to look into it. I don't have so much of knowledge, but I have an inkling that the kinkari, the word kinkar or kinkari, is like a modern day servant who works for salary. Whereas das or dasi becomes somebody who is contractually bound, like, you know, slave or bonded labor, which we like to call ourselves. As das and anudas. But the manjari word is very, it's not even maid or housemaid or something. Manjari, in my opinion, would be somebody who is become a serving person out of love and out of bhava voluntarily.
Yes.
So the English words of servant and maid and all don't fit very nicely with the word manjari. That's just why I wanted to bring it out.
Yeah. Thank you. So we can use the word dasi and dasa. That would be nice, appropriate. Yes, thank you very much, Prabhuji Damodaran. But manjari is a very high standard.
Yes.
Yes.
Manjari is a very elevated.
And also, like manjari, we are saying that the Tulsi Devi, she also produces the flower birds and flowers. So the whole row of flower birds and flowers, it's called manjari, and Krishna loves. And so Krishna loves Tulsi, and this manjari is also offered to him in his garland and on at his little feet. So it's very nice. I know it's, I'm not saying the manjari means nothing, you know. That is what I have understood, that manjari is assisting the sakhis to serve Radharani. So there are eight principal sakhis. And those eight principal sakhis have the other sakhis assisting. And those sakhis also have other sakhis. And then the manjaris, so they are all these, all the sakhis, they assist in Radha Krishna's pastimes. But when they have their own private pastimes, when they are by Radha and Krishna, are them together, though on the sakhis, no, none of the sakhis can attend to their service. Only manjari and the Rupa Goswami, I mean the Rupa Manjari, is the head of all the manjaris. And so Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari or Tulasi Manjari is called. She has the two names. So they are the two ones. And they serve them. Like they, when they perspire, they go, when they are together, and they fan them. They give some water to drink, nice drink to drink, and all this seva, whatever the seva is required. And fixing whatever needs to be fixed, like that. So that's, manjaris are, the sakhis are not allowed, because the sakhis are equal age of Radharani or older than Radharani. This is, manjaris are younger, very, you know, some little girls. But then in the sakhi's presence, Radharani becomes kind of shy, and she cannot reciprocate with Krishna as they both wanted to be. So, but the manjaris are smaller, younger in age, so they are it's very pure-hearted Manjaris, very pure, very loving Manjaris. So then they can be present, and not the all the Manjaris will be present, but they are also like a Rupa Manjari and Sati Manjari. They are principal ones, and under them, the other Manjaris also serve Radharani and Krishna. So I'm not minimizing, but I don't have the vocabulary to express this highest platform of Manjaris. It's very high. It's out of my, it's beyond my capacity to explain about the Manjaris. Very, very exalted personalities. Thank you, Damodaranand Prabhuji, very, very much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, I have a question. Like, all these Manjaris, do they take part in Rasa dance? Means all
no.
the gopis, sakis, and they all take part in Rasa dance. So do the Manjaris also do that?
Yes, they are there to serve all the sakis and Radharani and Krishna. They are there. That's how their part is. That's how they are taking part in the Rasa dance. They are not dancing with Krishna, but they serve them. Like sometimes there's the ankle belt comes off from the ankle or some, so then they take that and then put it on the whoever, like that. Sometimes they need some water to drink or whatever the service needed. They do the service because the Manjaris are lovingly serving all the gopis and all the then Radha Krishna. Because who are they? They are all Radharani's expansions. And they are all serving Krishna. The Radharani is serving, like we see, we have understood about the Lord Nityananda, Lord Balaram, who is Lord Balaram himself. So no Nityananda serving Lord Chaitanya. He's an exalted personality. He's a servitor Godhead. And Lord Chaitanya is accepting service. So Krishna and Balaram also serve Krishna in unlimited ways. So Radharani serves Krishna unlimited ways. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ekale Ishvara Krishna. There's only one Ishvara. It's Krishna. Aras of Vritya. And everyone is servants. So, Lord Balaram, he's also serving Krishna. Like Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu is serving Krishna. All the Vishnu Tattvas serving Krishna. Narayana, Vishnu, they're all serving Krishna. So when Krishna came personally, all of them are in him, in his body, present. So whenever there was a time to annihilate the demon, curb the demonic personalities, so these Krishna himself, he's only one duty. He does only one work he does. He's enjoying with his loving devotees. There's only one. Everything is carried out by Balaram in unlimited forms. Everything. So, when Radha and Krishna and Sakis are there, so that all the Manjaris are serving all the sakis in the Rasa dance also. They need, like, we can see how, like, when Navaratri comes, and all the Matajis and all the devotees, Matajis, I say, well, the ladies and men, they go. Sri Purush, all the, not all, but some of them, or whatever, whoever, going do the dance and like that. So, it's not only them are doing everything. because there are some musicians to play the music. And then there are also some needs to be cleaned, so then cleaning. So they all the services, so many services are done. So they like the, when they are having a rasa dance, it's not only the, those sakis are there and Krishna, Radharani and Krishna and all the sakis there. The manjris are there as well. They are all helping them. They are enhancing the pastimes by serving them. Is it okay, Mataji?
Yeah, very nice, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanat Pranam, our glorious Trishla, Prabhupada, and Guru Maharaj. This is Anjana Gopika Dev Dasi. Mataji, I have one question because regarding we talk na high, means that rasa in highest conjugal rasa. For me, I always have a doubt. Means still in my heart, so many material desire is there, and then and from so many devotees, if you have material desire, you should not discuss this high philosophy. Means from you, very experienced devotee, I can. We can reveal that all the pastime, that's true, because for us it's not easy to understand or even listen that kind. Mataji, can you give how our moods would be? And our especially I feel it's a very low platform, and then Krishna's, and maybe I may feel misunderstanding in my heart. Can you give a the how our mood should be hearing this, all these things.
Whatever we you are doing, the seva, you are doing serving. So that is how we do. What can you do? You know, you are teaching children. Small, it's very nice service. Why you say you don't know and we are lost? Material desire. Yes, we all have material desire. Who doesn't have otherwise? If I don't have material desire, I would not be here in this material world. We can see how Lord Chaitanya says, if I have love for Krishna, will I be still here in material, existing in this body? No. Lord Chaitanya says like this, but we are all practicing. We all want to become purified. So we are together, we get the strength, and together we practice. So you are also doing service. You are chanting very nicely. I hear you. Very nicely chanting japa. And you are also teaching the children. That is our future. So when they grow and they, then we, sometimes we won't be able to do it, but they can help us. They can read for us. They can do some seva, which we cannot do. So this is a nice service you have, very beautiful service. Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada, they all recognize your Guru Maharaj, Jaipataka Madan. See how he, you know, he is in a wheelchair, but he is beyond the bodily platform. He's doing so much seva. So, whatever, like in your capacity, what you are doing is nice. You have a child, and you are also doing the seva, teaching children. It's a very nice service. So just go on. You are a very, very nice devotee. Go on doing this wholeheartedly. Chant your nouns nicely, you are chanting. You are already doing that. So just keep on chanting nicely like this. And you will get all the strength and whatever is need from that, from the chanting. And you know that. So, you are humble. So it's nice quality. Even though you are doing what's supposed to be doing, you are supposed to be doing, then that's all. There's nothing else to be done. You have faith in Guru and Krishna, and you're chanting and doing service. What else can be done? What else needed? Just, and you are also loving. There's only one thing we can do. Whatever we are doing, we can put our love in it. That's it. Because that's how it is in Goloka. All love. Vrindavan, all love. That's why it says in Vrindavan, all the, you know, the dust, you roll in the dust, you get love from Krishna. It's really fully surcharged. So, love for Krishna, we all have. Nitya Sutta Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai. It's all inherent in all living entities. But has to be, it's in a sleeping condition. So it has to be awakened. And that is what we are doing when we are in a process. Thank you very much, Mata. I did not have the understanding and ability what you have now, that you are doing. You are doing very nice service. In a limited way, I was just doing something, whatever I was doing to service. But that's, anyway, by the mercy of the devotees, all the devotees, what I can understand, that's what I'm saying. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Anjana Gopika Mataji, very, very much.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you all of your blessing. Hope I can serve Guru Maharaj properly one day. Thank you, Mataji.
Yes, you are serving. So just keep on. You are doing very nice service. I'm sure your Guru Maharaj is pleased with you. It's like Sakshat, you know, yes, your prasadat, Bhagavat prasad. So when Guru Maharaj is pleased, you know, we are so that Krishna is pleased. So, sometimes it happens that we don't have taste for it, but the service of the chanting, or the service. Sometimes it happens. It's not always that we have taste for it and we're doing. But then, even though we don't have taste, that time we have to force ourselves. No one can force us, but we have to force ourselves to do the same service, to do the chanting, to do all the seva, whatever we are doing, with affection, with attention. So we should force that time when we don't. Sometimes it happens, because it happened to me also years ago, that when it was not just for so much long time, that I did not want to chant. I did not have a taste for chanting. I mean, I have lost for chanting. Must be for the apraad, which I don't know what I have committed anyway. So I had no taste for chanting, and I didn't want to chant. Mind said, no, there's no need to chant. It's Mayadevi's trick. So we have to be careful. Doesn't matter. We have to. Then I have heard that this is the only way, the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. I have read, I have heard. So then I said, this is the only way. So whether I want to chant, I don't want to chant, whether I have taste, whether I have no taste, I must chant. I must force myself. Nobody else can force me, but I can. Somebody, they can force me, but I may not listen. But I should force myself. So then I kept on chanting and kept on doing whatever I was doing. This comes. This is the one to test. Mayadevi tests us. So that's what we have to be. Okay, this is my Guru Maharaj gave me the seva. Guru Maharaj gave me the mantra. So it doesn't matter, whatever the condition, I must do it. As long as I have strength in the body. Sometimes when I become sick, then I cannot do self-service. But at least once, can be done all the time, any condition. Standing. If you have just lived, that's what, when I was sick and I'm in a hospital, I had no strength in the body. So then I was laying there and just, what can you do? I cannot do anything with the body. But the mind is, I have the mind. The mind is just changing the mind in chanting. If you can, and at the point I had no strength, I couldn't even speak anything. A word, the sound would not come out from the mouth, no matter how I must try. So I say, I want to chant, but I cannot chant. What can I do? And I say, well, I can chant in my mind. So I started chanting in my mind. And I started chanting in my mind. And gradually the voice came, and it was so loud that nurse came in. Where do you get the strength from? Where did you get the strength from? So then I had this Japamala and said, there's a holy name, Lord's name. That's where the strength comes. Because I had nothing internally. I haven't taken 2, 3, 4 days, not a drop of water. But then this is the strength. So this is what my personal experience. So I know that doesn't matter what happens. Holy name is complete. Fully Krishna. Krishna is all complete. Fully potent. So, this is what we can do. Just chant, go on chanting, it doesn't matter. This material is always. This body is material, so it's not going to stay anywhere. And the mind is also material, but we have to, like Ambarish Maharaj, Savai Manan Krishna Padarindo, he has surrendered his mind to the lotus feet of Krishna. All his senses, he engaged in the service of the Lord. All the senses. Because the mind is the controller of the senses. So when the mind is at the lotus feet of Krishna, so naturally all the senses will go there. Hare Krishna. Mataji, thank you very much for giving me opportunity to hear you.
Thank you so much, Mataji. It's a very beautiful realization. Thank you for sharing, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Shyama Gauri Mataji. If there is no question, comment. Can we end it?
Yeah, we can. If no one has any questions.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mataji. Thank you very much. And you are such a blessing to have you on the call. So
it's my for my benefit. You know, for I'm selfish. For myself, I'm on a class. Just in mancha kalpataru just. ప్రభుపాదికి జయ్ స్వామి శ్రీ ప్రభుపాదికి జయ్.
థ్యాంక్ యూ మాతాజీ.
థ్యాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్. హరే కృష్ణ.
హరే కృష్ణ. కౌముదకి మాతాజీ కీ జయ్.
All the devotees.